The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you're supposed to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not a hyphen or a dash.
It's just that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
Is this a weird mole? I'm like full twat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is wrong with you? I'm trying to eat fucking breakfast.
Is the joke the twat, or is she really unaware?
She's genuinely asking
she's
about
unaware.
A mole.
Wow.
Yeah. She's like, God. Does this look cancerous? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? Get out of my cereal.
How many times did you have to test it before you found out, like, fuck, she's really like that?
It wasn't even like I had to test it. I would be trying to eat breakfast, and she'd be putting her twat in it. Like, I remember driving
I think we've
with
got
her.
A title already.
I'd be driving, and she'd be like, God, it's so hot. And she'd like put her leg up like this. And it's just her pussy. And I'm like, do you not have underwear? No, like,
you know what it is? That sounds, is she a baby?
No, I mean, she was not at this age.
No, but I mean, was she the baby of the family?
Yes.
Yeah, because babies get to be naked all the time.
Yeah.
Like no one bats an eye.
Dude, yeah,
so
my mom used to like
up.
Put her in diapers and literally her and her twin would just, she'd tape the diapers onto them because they'd take it off and like just wipe their shit on the walls and shit. And so my mom had five kids, so she just duct taped their diapers on and throw them in the yard, and they'd be covered in like mud and popsicle juice. She was a sticky baby.
Yeah,
like
sounds
a
like the Rugrats.
Sticky. Dup, 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 dup.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would just be
she's
out there.
She's feeling lil. They feeling lil out there.
She starts off with her butt naked upside down because that baby was bottomless.
Yeah.
Her feet, and then all of a sudden
Tommy
the diaper fell on.
And that's how the show started. It dropped into the bam.
Yeah.
Fuck what those babies doing. Welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies, man. I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
And you hear our guest in here, Rosebud Baker.
Rosebud Baker.
What up, Rosebud?
Whiskey Fist. Got a special out on Comedy Central.
I love that.
One of my favorite people of all time.
I thought you were giving her that nickname also, because I call her Granny fucking Baker, but Whiskey Fist is also a
Whiskey
great
Fist,
nickname.
She's the squirrel off Animaniacs.
Slappy.
Slappy the squirrel.
Slap happy
the most
squirrel.
Meanest little white woman I've ever met in my life, and I love everything about her. It makes me laugh.
I am a bully.
Look at that evil little grin. Zoom in on that evil little...
Put the towers behind me.
It's like, you ever see that one meme where that little kid is just smiling and the house is burned down behind him and shit like that? Yeah, yeah. That's so
me. I saw that. So many people sent me that when they first saw it, and they were like, this is you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
So we guys came in mid-conversation. We were talking about Rosebud and her sister. Her sister has a great personality. And we jam her twat right in her fucking breakfast.
It's a cereal.
But just asking about a mole.
No, like it was always a medical problem. Yeah. It was always a medical question. I'll go visit her in Chicago and she'll be like, can I show you my butthole? And I'm like, what?
Well, why does she think you're like a nurse for asses, like an ass nurse?
I'm not. She knows I'm not.
Do you? And you think she does this to other people?
I know
too?
She does it to other people. She's so neurotic. She's like, I'm like, did you send this to Hallie? Like, our sister's an actual nurse. I'm like, did you send this to Hallie? And she's like, yeah, but she was like, please don't send me pictures of your butthole.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, if it's not a problem, like, what is it that in your mind where it's like you have to seek the reassurance of strangers, but also show them your asshole in the process?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like somebody that is that bold wouldn't need that much reassurance.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what makes me feel like, is this shit genuine or not? You know what I mean?
Are you just like Weinstein?
Yeah.
In a female body?
This is how you started.
Yeah,
you just show your asshole, and then this is how the whole charge goes.
Right.
After that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. What I'm saying is cancel my sister.
Regular people. Yeah.
Right.
We got to start canceling regular people, man. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's, man.
Yeah.
And Chicago's a weird place anyway. I'm sorry.
We've gotten to the point. Yeah, it is. They think that good food is not, like, they think they'll be like, you've got to try our restaurants. The food's so good. And then they're like, it's burgers. And you're like, that's not, like, everyone can do that.
Well, we were just out there, you know, shout out to Aaron Putnam, who put us up in Chicago.
Mr. Putnam.
Who tried to take us to get Ethiopian food and was pretty upset that we were like, fuck no.
I'm not eating with my fingers.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting on the floor.
Oh, my God, I would have loved to see Aaron freaking out.
Yeah,
oh,
it was like,
oh,
dude,
that young man. Because at one point, I thought he was mad at us because he stopped talking to us because we smoked out his kitchen. And we was listening to hip hop very loud.
Yeah.
And his dogs was hanging up with us.
I left one of the dogs on the balcony when I went to the airport. Sorry, Lucy.
Sorry, Mr. Putnam. I had let your dog out on the patio. That's Mr. Putnam.
Oh my God.
I've realized this when we were in Chicago. We have been really, like, when we hang on the road, we really tear places apart.
Yeah, we do, bro.
Like, it's mostly just smoke.
That's rock star
and music
shit.
And
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Like, if you wake up in any comedy condo that Derek and I are staying in, you would assume there was a huge party that happened the night before.
Somebody broke in.
Yeah. It's just smoke. It's just ash, weed everywhere.
Oh, my God. And Aaron's, like, sober, too. He's, like, a sober.
To watch him try to be cool with us.
I'm like, dude,
with all that weed smoke in the air,
we could go somewhere else, man. Like, this is weird.
He was like, that's real hip hop.
Yeah.
That's when I was young. Play that a little louder. Nah, just this you young kids today with y'all music.
And I know his neighbors had to be because we were in the north side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Just blacking it up. Yeah. I mean, like
we was doing south side shit on the north side.
We ordered an Uber, and when we walked out, like heads were like, what? Like, because just the building that we came out of, and we just walked off, all these people were outdoor dining, we're just like, excuse us,
white
folks.
You guys are the first people to get arrested on your way out of the house.
I swear to Christ, everything came down to a crawl where we was at in the north side.
Yeah.
I saw white people living their real lives. Like, this strollers, yoga studios, ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, outside.
Outdoor streets.
Yeah.
You want to hear something ridiculous?
It's like looking at a scene before a flash mob. You know what I mean?
That's so
the
funny.
Way
Yeah.
I got a feeling. And like, I felt like that was about to happen every 5 seconds. That tonight's gonna be. Like, they was like that.
I enjoyed it. I got all the way into it. Nigga, you got into it too. We did yoga. We went to a yoga studio.
Because we got it for
on
free.
On a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning yoga.
Again, shout out Mr. Putnam.
Shout out the Asian girl that was teaching. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
What the fuck?
It made it work.
Did Aaron take you guys to yoga?
He walked us there and then he left.
Because his wife is a yogi.
And then we stayed, but it was being taught by this hot chick who, if you're watching, because I think they was probably going to tune into all this stuff now. But like, if you're watching, thank you.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Thank you.
I never thought yoga could be so cool.
It was dope, man. It was dope. They made us do the noise shit, and he was cussing me out while we was doing. They make you go.
Did you guys have a camera there?
I wish, but every time they was doing this, when they did the ha, I was in the back going, Dave, this is all your fucking fault.
Hey, look, you invited yourself, nigga. Look, I let you know what I was gonna go do,
but I didn't know they was gonna make noise. We never made noise in the park when we was doing it like prisoners when we was doing prison yoga.
No, you don't do. Well, you don't make noises in the park like but, that.
Oh, no, not in Mary Fernandez Park. That's them like Puerto Ricans being there going,
there was one guy making noise who got away with it.
That's what I would have wanted to see is Derek just freestyling the ohm at the
end. Oh, yeah. I was this close to going, everybody's happy that mama made the big sky.
Oh my god, me and Dave was bitches.
That part was funny. Me and Dave were bitches for this. When they started
everything else worked out fine. It felt like it was whatever. I was like, whatever, fuck. I came to get what I came to get.
But I felt nice. I was stretched out. Yeah. I felt really good.
And we killed that night because here's the thing.
Five shows. Yeah. In Chicago.
From 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where was it?
Until
ready
midnight.
For this shit. Now let's get into why I think Chicago is weird. We went to this place called the Green Mill.
Yeah,
the old
there.
Al Capone Club, Paper Machete Show.
Yeah.
This was a variety show. Me, Dave, and Dylan was looking at each other like, I'm a little uncomfortable. This is because the host came out and did like a Billie Holiday song, mm-hmm. and he lip synced the whole thing. Then he did like a 10-minute monologue on the Good Cops.
Yep.
So immediately my eczema started flaring up. I'm like, where the fuck are we at? And then it turned into like a rock show. Then a gay dude got on and talked about OnlyFans rights.
Yeah.
And then it was a girl did a song about her vagina. And then it was like, Derek Gaines. And I'm like next to the piano.
Dude, I remember doing that show. I remember doing that show because I had to follow someone doing a poem.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, God damn it. I think I got on stage and I was like, well, why? I mean, what are we doing here, folks?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
This woman's like doing a poem about 9/11 and I got to get up and do my act.
Yeah.
Where it was like, it was about somebody that she'd lost. Somebody had died. And I was like, well, now, and you know, I make fun of all of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not great. I would rather follow an actual assault.
Yeah, here I am to belittle all of this beauty she just made up.
Everybody was being artsy and beautiful. My black ass got up there and was like, what in the Black Mirror is this shit?
Yeah.
Shout out to Dylan for giving me that tag, by the way. But nah, man, that's the only thing that broke the ice. I was a fish out of water on that
telling
show.
I'm telling you, I think doing yoga in the morning made your mind ready, like boom, because like we did shows well into the late wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, we did comedy all day long.
Right.
That was pretty
That's fucking great.
Weren't
That's
you,
what I love about
Chicago. You did yoga for a little while, right?
I taught yoga.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I remember. Somebody called me the yogi. Somebody called me the angry yoga instructor.
It's always
angry. Can we please shoot that as a goddamn sketch? Oh, because you did that when we did... Dude, you got to pull up, what's the name's skit that we did? Creed 2.
Creed, oh yeah.
The thing that we did with Tom Cassidy.
Oh, you was the coach?
Yeah, just go on YouTube and type up Creed 2 trailer. Shout out to Cat Daddy Cassidy.
Dude, Cat Daddy. I felt like there was a couple lines in there that Tom cut out that I was like, you fucking asshole. there were some lines that were so fucking funny. That I think I was like calling Menuhin gay at one point
because
he was like out of breath, and I remember, I it was just the funniest moment that Tom just like he was like it didn't work and I was like it did. This was well shot.
Yo, yeah,
y'all think Creed's gonna win his next fight?
I can't believe how
all
long
I do
ago
know
this
is
was.
If you grew up gay in Philly, you know how to throw them hands.
Yeah, true. Now, if that's the case, Clubber Lang's son, Ronnie, he's a bad motherfucker. He's gay as shit.
Coming for you, Creed.
Pretty motherfucker.
Fine ass motherfucker.
Ronnie's even got Mickey's with the feather earring to help him train him with his temper.
Yo, ain't she a yoga instructor?
What are we waiting for? Take us. You're the universe. That's what you are. You're reaching up to God, and you're asking for his grace. This is happy baby pose. You're discovering your inner child, yourself, and crying for your mother. All right. You are a limitless, expansive, infinite human being. Huge. You're a fucking ocean. Taking a shit. Wow. Get me out of way.
Oh my God. Holy
fucking Rosebud Baker, that angry yoga instructor.
I fucking love that shit.
I you know can't so believe funny? How long ago that was.
And you're so one-dimensional, you have not changed.
No.
Look at that. That is you right now.
I know.
We was in fucking Baltimore. This is how she asked for the manager. She was like, let me talk to that motherfucker.
I can't do that with my eyebrows now because of the Botox.
Because of the Botox.
Really?
Yeah, look, I mean, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm fully paralyzed.
When is the last time you had to get it done, like...
I got it done like 2 weeks ago.
It's, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but it's just, I'm like, I can't, he put so much in. Yeah. And I'm like, I said I wanted a little bit of movement. And I'm fully frozen. Like,
I like that now white women have the same problems that black dudes have with their barber. Like, nigga, I just said a little bit. Like,
yeah, take a little off the top. That's so funny. Y'all sit back.
I can't fucking move.
Y'all sit back to get y'all head. Let me put some in.
Yeah. Like, if I was raped right now, like, the guy wouldn't even know that he bothered me. He'd be like, it would take all the enjoyment out of it for him. I'd just look like I didn't even notice it was happening.
She's got a dead fish face.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not enjoying this.
She's just
There's
impenetrable.
No fear in her eyes.
He's like, I'm in her, but she's impenetrable. I can't. I'm not making a dent here.
Like, not even a skibbit.
Yeah.
Fuck, not even man. A little titter.
She barely blinked.
I couldn't be a serial killer because she wasn't going for it.
I mean, she just, I didn't bother her even a little bit.
Yeah.
She was hardly affected.
Yeah.
That was like that scene on Sin City. If you didn't scream, he couldn't get up.
Right.
Yeah that's weird.
God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, that would be me.
Yeah, man, that's weird. Black people, we've just been told to fix our face since we was a child.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah,
what
we don't
the
need
fuck?
Blue socks. You just, okay.
Yeah. I'll give you something to cry about. It's really, it's so funny. I was talking to Dulce about this, how like black culture and Southern culture, it's just Southern culture.
Yeah.
Like it's like, and both my parents are from Texas. So
okay.
It was all that, I'll give you something to cry about. Just like grabbing a spoon and chasing you around the house.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Taking your belt off, being like, I'm gonna fuck it.
Did your people, regular spoons, or your people had big spoons
big
on
spoon.
The wall too?
We had big spoons.
I had a big spoon on the wall.
Yeah, but it was really just like my mom would just grab whatever was nearby, like spatula, spoon. And my mom never really did anything. She would just grab the thing and then she would yell, Jamie. So she would just yell for my dad.
Okay.
If my dad came in and saw her with the spoon, he'd just start unbuckling his belt. And I was like, God damn it.
I mean, they must have had a talk where she was having trouble hitting the kids. And he's like, you gotta be strong. All right, well, just call me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, if you're holding the spatula, that's the safe word. And I'll just come in with my belt.
Yeah, man. Because
I'm like, did you put that belt on just to take it off sometimes? You know, like it would be on a Sunday. Just, he'd be watching football. I'd be like, where'd that belt even come from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he wore a belt in the house on a Sunday to chill.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you wearing a belt?
That's
right
crazy.
Now?
He knew he had some asses to whoop that day.
Yeah, he got the bat
Kids
signal.
Might fuck up today.
Wait, how many of you was it?
Five of us.
Oh, yeah. Because when you're outnumbered that way,
you need a weapon.
It's protect yourself at all times.
You need
know
a weapon.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're going to have to arm up.
And I didn't know that, like, the second that you get big enough to, like, grab the belt, from your parents.
You got
to
move out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it was like, you grabbed the belt from your parents and there was a signal that was like, oh, she's too old to like do this anymore. You know?
You know, aged out.
Like,
oh, yeah. Because,
yeah, you aged out of getting hit.
Yeah, because they can't rule the little ones if the little ones see them failing
at
hitting
other,
you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember watching
you
the
make
Power
God
Dynamic.
Bleed.
Yeah.
So I lived with my cousins for a while, and I remember watching the Power Dynamic change with one cousin who was just in the basement watching anime and teaching himself kung fu. You got real
okay.
weird
right.
Oh, he was training. That's what they used to say in the suburbs.
Right.
They was training.
But yeah, and my aunt was like that, but she basically went after him, and he threw her in a full Nelson by accident, right?
What?
Like, it was just reactionary.
A whole fool.
Got his mom. So to have his mom in front of all the kids in the living room, she's like, I swear to God, let me go. So now, right? And you know how dumb you look in a full Nelson. So... Now we were all collectively.
That's your mom.
All of the kids are like, all right, all right. You gotta promise you're not gonna hit him and he'll let you go. Cause she's like, let me go, I'm gonna whoop your ass. And he's like, I'm not letting go. And it's this weird standoff of trying to get everyone to be like, you gotta promise you're not gonna hit him. Just it was an accident.
Yeah,
it was
ridiculous.
Wow.
But she lost that power dynamic because all the kids saw it and they was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I got tall fast, so belts was out of the way. My grandma went upside my head with a Jet magazine once. That was very cultural.
Oh yeah.
I cut my hair and she folded up a Jet magazine and beat me like a goddamn mastiff. She just quack, pat, pat, and my aunt laughed because she snitched on me because, you know, Nell snitched. I cut my hair. She was like, you know, the funniest thing happened today. We were sitting at the table eating. Nell goes, funniest thing happened today, Cheryl. Cheryl's name, my grandma.
Yeah.
Cheryl, this nigga cut his hair. He what? And then she looked, saw the little spot, took that Jet magazine.
That's the one thing that
I think, like, if you were to draw a comparison, I think that with white parents, they don't, like, reminisce on the times they've hit their kids like joy. You know what I mean?
Like
my parents never brought it up later at dinner, like laughing with themselves, but they would remind you.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you remember what the fuck happened last time?
That's what I would always see in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I would see like
the
white mothers do right?
That shit used to make me laugh so hard. When my mom would get that mad, I could not. When I was a kid, and my mom would get so mad that she'd be like, I'd be like, you look psychotic. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? You look fucking nuts right now. And I'd start laughing so hard. Because it's just like, they look crazy. I'd be like, look at you.
You're
an adult. You pay taxes.
White people are not good at losing control.
No.
Like, it does not come out easy.
No, it comes out so weird. It comes out all like, and I think that's why, I think watching my parents like not, like try to stifle their anger made me so mad. Because I'd be like, just be mad. Like, you look so dumb. Right
now. It's okay to be mad.
Yeah. You look like a baby.
What in the Tasmanian devil?
I'm six and I don't even do that.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God, that Victoria's Secret Karen video. Where she's like, stop her, not at me!
Oh, the girl who falls down the store.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Like, what do you think in her honest mind of mine she thought was going to be
happen.
The outcome?
Dude, can you pull up the video? The second video that starts with her faking a seizure
is
the funniest thing. She's like,
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation. Like, I've been in relationships.
Yeah. Victoria's Secret Karen.
Victoria's Secret Karen Part 2.
Part 2.
I've been in toxic relationships with like women who behave that way, like in the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? And it's like very weird because it's like now you see a lot more of those videos of like, I want y'all to see how this bitch acts. Like, I was going through this in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just word of mouth. Like, oh, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
Yeah.
The bird is the word, nigga.
Now, these videos, they expose everybody's out of their fucking mind.
No, it's you.
This is the first one. But watch her throw her jacket. Watch her go, I can't hold this jacket. I can't even hold it.
Look at this shit here.
She goes down.
She about to shit.
She doesn't have the core strength to like actually.
Yeah, she had to lean up against the dresser drawer a little bit.
She needed support.
Yeah, man.
Did you see her?
That's wild. That is wild.
She's so crazy.
And I know we're not allowed to say this, but she's not even hot enough to act this way, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's like, you gotta be a certain level of hotness, right?
Yeah, that girl need a tan and a spin class, nigga.
Look at her.
Oh, okay, we go.
Oh, this is
here
best.
You come. Well, check this out. Check this out. Dum da da da.
Wait, watch her put her purse down.
Dum blum blum.
Watch her use her purse as a pillow.
Did she put her finger up and go?
Wow.
She falls with her head perfectly on her purse.
Who actually sleep at her desk in
school. And then this is my favorite. They just keep like doing their business. People just keep walking around her.
Wow.
They're all just like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That is
and
wild.
And I feel bad for her parents because I know her parents are still alive.
They got to be.
And they got to be like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
As like, a dad, to
God
see your
damn
kid
it, Abigail.
Do that. Yeah. To damn see, it, Abigail. Because and you know the parents immediately started fighting with each other.
Yeah.
The minute they saw
this
that video.
Your fault.
Yeah.
This is your fault, Diane.
They look. Shit. I mean, it's the craziest thing. Like, she looks so fucking nuts, and I'm like, if you just get a fucking therapist. Get a safe place to do that, you know? Because that's like, you shouldn't be allowed out in public if that's the way that you act. If you're that close to a fucking breakdown and you don't have seven kids right behind you, if she had seven kids with her, I'd be like, oh, okay, this bitch is, she's got
yeah,
mom, kids.
Yeah.
You know?
But
that
this, is crazy.
That was like nuts.
That's nuts. Very wild.
Yeah.
Wild, wild
like,
fun.
What do you think her morning was like? Like what? Because whatever that
she wasn't
was,
doing yoga.
It happened. No. Yeah, whatever that was, it happened before Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and it's just like I'm trying to think of any day I've ever wild out that hard. Like on some not listening to reason. Everyone's like, "Yo, chill out," and I'm just like, "Nah, I'm gonna keep doubling down because
I've only done that in my room by myself."
Really?
Like, I threw my phone at the wall one time and completely regretted it as soon as because I broke the phone. I was like, "Fuck, I need that phone to talk to people."
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be able to launch a phone at a wall out of frustration just to see what that is. We were talking about that on the way down because there's a broken TV out on the street.
Like,
and I was
that
like, that must have been felt so good to smash a TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never smashed a TV.
But like, you remember on Precious when Monique's character threw the TV
yes,
at Precious?
Yes.
I was like, I wonder what the fuck that just felt like.
Right.
Yeah.
She hoisted, that's the word I'm saying. Hoisted a TV at her daughter with a kid.
Yeah.
Who was an AIDS baby.
Like,
nigga. Tyler Perry really went in the fishbowl with that movie, bro.
Right, like
everything
TV
wrong went
AIDS,
wrong.
Baby.
Like we've had moments of insanity, like you said, that last long enough to launch a phone into the wall.
Yeah,
but long enough to unplug a TV, hoist it up
hoist
after
it.
Tossing your door. Like you're
it was
still
a Trinitron.
You're still in the zone.
Fucking TV.
You're still in the zone.
Yeah, dude.
That was a dial TV. Them things heavy as a bitch.
That is so
she
much.
Got that up.
That is so
that's
much.
That's more impressive than it is abusive.
Wasted, yeah. Man. That is a lot of energy. That's actually pretty impressive
on both ends. Because Precious big ass dodged that shit too. So I was like, oh, okay. This is two miracles at the
well,
same time.
Well, that's the miracle of filmmaking because we nobody's dodging that. Nobody's dodging that.
She got that shit up.
And then
yeah, they're
with
like.
A kid?
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to make her actually dodge it. That's in her contract.
Oh, the people who read the book were like, okay, this is really dark.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to like, shoot.
How you hit your daughter with a TV?
Like, Precious that's doesn't crazy. Have to win, but we can't have her mom crush her head with a TV in the building.
Nah,
yeah,
man.
I mean, it's...
That movie was sad the whole time.
I've thrown a phone maybe once. It was one time, but it was... And it wasn't my phone.
Dad.
It wasn't my phone. It was... But it was... This was like after days of, I remember, because it was an ex that was detoxing in the hospital.
Okay.
Off of alcohol,
okay.
Right? He was fucking having seizures.
Set
I waited
up.
With him for 3 days at the hospital. Like, he finally got sober enough to go into detox. And so we were leaving the hospital to go to detox, and he drank on the way to detox. And I was like, God, fucking damn it. Because it was 3 days sitting next to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck you.
That's 3 days you can't get back.
You know what? Yeah. Listening to you say that, I realize I've still had moments out of control over way less.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still punch the steering wheel over having gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just being stuck in traffic and bloated is enough for me to be like,
yeah. Like, well, that's pretty fucking... frustrating.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, God, just fix yourself, body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you want just put it back in.
But right. Like,
I don't want to shit right now.
But like
now.
To have a sore hand like 2 days later and be like, what is that from? Oh yeah, I had gas
oh,
in the
right.
car
oh,
and I was
Dylan
in
will bomb at a show and then punch a wall. Dylan get mad. Fuck! UFC!
You punch one door.
I have.
You punch one door.
My hand!
You know, Dylan, I get it. I get it. There's times where I've hated an audience so much that I've wanted to fucking just lose my mind on them.
Yeah, I get why Gary Goldman don't come
no,
out.
No, Rosebud, you have one of my favorite clapbacks at an audience. You were just going, and it was at Brooklyn Comedy Club, and they just were like a shitty midday
wait,
audience.
Old Man Hustle?
Old Man Hustle.
Oh, okay.
And you just go... if I would, I'm not gonna do my A material because if I did, I'm gonna kill myself later. And it was just kind of laugh, and you just finished your set and you got off stage. I was like, that was masterful.
I fucking hated them. Well, sometimes it's like they don't deserve it. You know what I mean? Like an audience like that where they're not giving you anything, and you're like, if I even tried for you guys, you're not worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would I give anything to you guys that you? Because you wouldn't give me anything back. Like, I don't want to.
You know what? I never thought of that. Because I've looked at some people like, damn, y'all don't really appreciate the stage time. But I kind of hear what you're saying, where it's like, nah, I just kind of respect my craft enough to be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. And like, I'll use the stage time to do whatever the fuck I want. But it's not going to be stuff that I think is going to please them. It's going to be stuff that I know they're going to hate.
Yeah.
Because fuck them.
I get it, because this is what it is. We both walked into the same place. I had a different energy. I was ready to perform. Y'all motherfuckers sit down and be mad.
Right.
And then put it on me. It's not worth all that. Like, yeah. So come on. I'm not going to give you stuff that works.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you anything that I actually like or that I put my time into. Yeah.
I feel y'all giving out true comedy Black Air Force One energy. Right now.
You know, fuck some y'all. Crowds be like,
fuck these people.
Who goes to the comedy club to...
Yeah.
And in the front.
Oh, yeah. People. Because they don't know.
There's a guy in my special that I go, are you having a good time? And he goes, no.
Yeah.
In my special.
Yeah.
And I kept it in. I was like, I'm keeping this shit in.
Yeah.
Because fuck these crowds sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was my special.
Yeah,
and
so
he's
great.
Sitting there like this. And I go, are you having a good time, sir? And he goes, no. I was like, yeah. I was going to say, tell your fucking face. Like, you look like shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And there's like, and since my special was going on YouTube, I figured, let me put it in because YouTube needs an enemy, and I'm just going to give them an enemy.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I kept everything in my special that didn't go right, I was like, I want to keep it in. There were times where they were like, you should probably cut this. And I was like, no, I'm keeping that. That's got to stay. Good, there was a guy that complained about it afterwards. I kept that in.
Yeah.
I was like, keep it in. I'm going to roll credits over that motherfucker.
That's Black Air Force One.
Yo, but no, it's dope. It works. Like, it was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm like, why try to hide anything? It's like, here, this is what it is.
Well,
you know,
and yeah, like, and it's part of like what I love about it. I mean, it's part of how we all came up. Is like
hard to be.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
On the edge. And she didn't have to be because she's a funny girl.
Yeah, this guy's so, telling me so not to do so what makes me funny.
Dude, do you mind if we? Oh, careful.
He falls into the street. I just hate, I was like, I, that's kind of how we came up, was like at LOL Comedy Club, where you would go up and nothing would go right and you were set up to fail. And here's the thing, as a comic that nobody like knows yet, I was like, this special, it's the first, and I hope that it's the last time that I go up where no one knows who I am.
Word.
You know, like, doing a special where nobody knows you and nobody really like is familiar with your voice at all.
Okay.
I was like, this is kind of a fun opportunity to play with that.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Because once you're big, you'll never get that again.
Yeah.
You'll never get it again.
You'll never get people being like, eh.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get honesty no more.
Yeah. And I was like, I like that. I wanted that in it.
Yeah,
you know?
that's a dope thing to capture and have that for forever to be like, this is when they didn't know me. This is how they responded to me later. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that there's something about those like early years of comedy that I really fucking miss about how you would go up and like you would have these big dreams and like big hopes for how the night was gonna go, and you'd go home at the end of the night and be like, where are the knives? Like, just fucking kill me.
Yeah, man.
You know? Oof. God, yeah. LOL was like, I mean, I still fucking hate that place so much, and I will trash it in interviews.
Yeah.
But, like, thank God I had it, because we would do 5-6 shows there a night.
Yeah.
I remember LOL.
Kids that were doing check spots. Remember, check spots would last like 30 minutes because they,
nobody told me that. Nobody told me that. When my first check spot at LOL, I had 5 minutes of material. They left me up there for 25 minutes while the audience
is paying
was screaming about how they had to pay $8 for tap water in a solo cup.
Yeah.
You know?
But what you, I think.
$8 water.
What those rooms teach you is one, now you kind of have to command a presence when you come on stage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know how to come in and assert yourself and be like, all right, someone else is on stage right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
LOL. Yeah, I never liked it.
I mean, this isn't like my story to tell, but I kind of want to tell it anyway because it's my favorite quitting LOL story.
No need for pause.
Okay, okay, yeah, so it was Greg Stone.
Okay. Shout out to Greg Stone. I like Greg Stone.
Greg Stone. And he comes on stage, and this is what the host said. The host goes, all right, this next comic, whatever, Gary Stove. And Greg gets on stage, does his first joke. There's one man in the crowd, and the guy goes, nope. Greg goes to lean on the wall behind him. There's no wall.
No wall.
Falls through the curtain.
Oh.
And the guy goes, now that's funny.
Oh, no.
And Greg walks off the stage and never goes back.
Yeah, that's that.
Just never went back to LOL.
I would have screamed, died, laughed.
That is.
Died. I would have died right there. After getting the nope and then leaning back and nothing's there.
Gary Stove.
Gary Stone.
I hope that audience member is telling that podcast story somewhere right now.
Yeah,
also,
because
that had to be a great night for him too.
I mean, it was. It's just like no, so
that.
Beautiful.
Yes,
it's funny.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. I got my nose broken fighting in that fucking place.
I remember that.
Yeah, you were on the show
that
night.
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember that was the conflict was right before you went on.
Yeah, Chris the conflict Cotton, happened right before I went on.
Yeah, Chris Cotton got into a disagreement with some audience members, and his response to tame that was, all right, y'all, I get it. Y'all from a bad neighborhood. I'm from a bad neighborhood, too, man. But I fuck both of y'all up, yo. South Philly in the building. Y'all got to shut the fuck up.
He went from that to that?
Yeah. And then was like, all right, y'all, next up, Rosebud Baker. And then, like, Rosebud just has to walk out like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, I was like, but I honestly had no idea what he was really saying. You know, like, because the way that he put it, I don't think Chris meant anything by it. Like, I think he was like, you guys can fuck with you can fuck with me.
Yeah.
Because I'll fuck you up. But the comics that are coming up, don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
And so he was just kind of giving them a warning, like, don't fuck up, like, the next comic set.
Yeah.
Right? So I go up, and I was like, great, cool. And I do my time, and then I grab my bag, and I fucking leave.
Yeah.
And this is just, like, kind of a gift that I have, is I'll just leave right before shit goes down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where I left, and then the next thing I knew, I was like, I think I went downtown, and somebody was like, oh, yeah, Dave's on his way to the hospital. And I was like, what?
Mm.
And they were like, yeah, those audience members at LOL came into the green room and threw a chair at you?
Yeah. Well, it didn't. It was like the fight started in the hallway. Like, they got ejected. They kept yelling shit out.
Because you were taking a nap. You were napping in
the
green room.
Yeah, because that's how we would do like 5-6 shows, and then you're just doing
it. You had headphones in, and your legs were up on the wall.
Yeah.
I remember that.
What happened was I finished my set. And I was waiting on Chris.
Yeah.
Because Chris was hosting, and we probably gonna go down a cell or whatever.
Yeah.
But as they were ejecting these people from the show, they were complaining and trying to get them to tighten up their order, pay their bill before leaving.
Right.
Yeah.
And as Chris was coming off the stage, you know, he was just like, hey man, sorry, y'all just had to stop talking. And then they had words.
Yeah.
On which case they got Chris's face. Chris, you know, let the guy know, I'm gonna hit you. He hit him, and then he came running into the green room for backup, right? So they all came into the green room.
From his napping friend. He's,
yeah,
he's trying to get backup from his friend
that's
who's
so fucked up.
Sleeping.
So, boom. I'm in here. All right. I gather what's going on. Everybody squares off. And the guy that was on Chris was bigger than him.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get to that guy. And when I got the little guy down, the girl, one of their girlfriends came in too. So it was two guys and two girlfriends. But the girlfriend came swinging at me. And when I was deflecting her, the guy had a chair. He had a folding chair. And that's when he came and hit me. And that was lights out.
It's crazy.
It was a fun experience though, man. That's like the great, you know, because I don't remember how long ago that was. I don't think about it. You know what I mean?
It had to be 2014.
It was early.
But it's one of those things where.
It was early.
It's one of those things where you realize, like, oh, wow, you did overcome a lot to be in comedy. You know what I mean? Like, now people want to talk to me about, like, I mean, I'm not saying sexual harassment is wrong, but
you're not.
I'm just like, I went through some shit too.
I'm
you
not
know?
Saying it's wrong.
I know I said that wrong, right?
You're saying it is not wrong.
Yeah.
Well, as David's Jewish producer,
I'm not saying it's not tough, but everybody has their where obstacles they got to go over. You know what I mean?
That's strong, but nigga, did you get your nose broken in the process?
Right.
Yeah.
So right. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I was thinking about this, how like last night, I was just going home from the end of the night and I was remembering stories from early.
Yeah.
And as I was like remembering these stories, I mean, Chris was in one of them and then like another comic was in another. And then I realized like, oh my God, like half of these people are dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, comics, I mean, I've been sober for 13 years and I've lost less people in the world than the people that I know from comedy.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I was like, fuck, I'm lucky to be alive. Like,
yeah.
This is like, this comics have a lifespan that is much shorter, I feel like, than, and maybe it's because, you could argue that it's because we fucking live really hard, you know? Like, we live very full lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In such a small time.
In a very short period of time. Yeah. We know how to live.
Yeah. You remember that thing that they do where it shows all your locations on your phone, where you've been?
Yeah.
You know, your iPhone tracks you and all that shit. Have you ever looked at like the print of like, holy shit,
where you've been
like,
in 1 year?
Yeah. And it's just like, holy shit, I really move around a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, and I don't remember half the cities that I go to and I'm not even drinking.
Yeah.
I just am like moving that quick.
Yeah.
And
we do move fast out here.
We move so fucking fast. And I'm like, I look at that in 2014 and I'm like, or when was that? When did we do that sketch?
I don't even remember.
It had to be 2015, 2014. It had to be like, cause it was right after I got back from LA.
Okay.
And I'm like, I look so much older than I did then. Me too.
I saw myself. I was heavier.
I also look like I have more money. But like that, like when you look at yourselves back then, you're like, God, I was broke. I was broke.
Oh, isn't that weird so how much it happy. Registers too? Yeah. Like you can see how poor you are.
Yeah.
When you see like old pictures of yourself. Yeah. You're like,
damn.
Oh, wow.
Like, was I cutting my own hair? Fuck. It's crazy.
You become thankful for the stage time you were getting when you looked the way you did.
Yeah.
When you first came, man. Like, wow, you really put me up in front of paying customers? Wow.
Yeah. Old tapes. I hate old tapes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, where did that confidence come from?
Oh, shit.
I just really fucking believed in myself.
Yeah, man. You had to. Especially in them times.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, I guess this is a good time as we're talking about how we're growing to do some plugs and say what we got coming up and all that goofy
stuff. Absolutely.
Can we get a little bit of plug music, Dylan?
Ooh, nice.
That's hip hop.
Plug music.
Plug walks.
Let me see where my fucking. Are we waiting the whole time?
Yeah,
we,
I don't know.
We should probably just go. Rosebud.
I thought it was playing while we were just.
No, it wasn't.
I was like,
where
is
can
this,
the people find you?
Is this just dead air? Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought.
That was dope. I'm sorry, I forgot we were having that problem this morning.
That was cool.
Start doing the plugs and I'll pull it up on my computer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The plug music is there in post. You guys hear it right now.
Nice. Okay. I'm doing Salt Lake City Wise Guys October 15th and 16th. Mm. I'm going to be December 12th. I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. December 13th, I'm going to be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas, getting COVID. And then December 14th, San Antonio, Texas. December 14th. December 15th, I will be at Addison Improv, which is, where is that? That's Dallas. And then December 16th, I will be at Houston Improv in Houston, Texas. So
where did they go to get all the tickets at?
Just go to my website, rosebudbaker.com. But definitely check out my special. It's on YouTube. If you search Rosebud Baker Whiskey Fists, it's on Comedy Central's YouTube. You can watch the full special right now.
Dope.
Congratulations, too, man. That's
dope.
Fucking amazing.
That's dope.
Thank you, dude.
You did that when shit was weird.
Oh, I did that, mid-COVID.
All right, so if you're listening to this right now, it's Wednesday. If you're listening to this on the Gas Digital Network, then tonight is the Mikey and Raf taping. Hit us up, get on the guest list, you get the tickets. 308 Bedford Avenue. That also will be available on YouTube. I got to figure out a date on how we're going to do that. I got to figure out an incentive. We need to get pushed over 4,000 subscribers right now.
So, there you go. We need an incentive to drop that.
Do TV. That. You could use, if you're listening to this and you're not already on Gas Digital, you can go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code NNFA for a free trial for 7 days. I think we'll put Mike and Raph there first.
Absolutely.
Maybe let it live there for like a
comedy mixtape. Two hot halves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let everybody talk about it in the group chat, and then all you cheap motherfuckers who wait for shit to YouTube.
Talk your shit, boy.
I should make y'all wait like a year for this shit.
Doom, doom.
I should play like clips like every now and again, just like big pops from it.
Pop.
Trailers.
Yeah, big trailers.
Maybe behind the paywall?
Huh?
Maybe behind the paywall?
Yeah, I might even Kanye this shit. I might lock myself in Brooklyn Comedy Club for the next 2 months. And figure this out. So if you want to hear it, you need to be at the taping. You need to come to the show.
And if you go to the taping, you can see me ascend into the sky over the Elk.
Yeah, and I might set myself on fire. Dude, I was thinking about that too.
At the Bedford stop, I'll be going into the sky.
I was thinking about that because you did that King of Bushwick thing earlier the year.
Yeah.
What was it called again? Fuck.
Comedy Lives. Yeah,
Comedy Lives. Hashtag Comedy Lives.
Yeah.
Hashtag Comedy Lives.
Yeah.
You kind of started the Crate Challenge.
Yeah,
you walk out with a crate. You was the first nigga with a crate and a fucking HBO jacket, like, bah. And now you just on here doing poetry. Yeah.
Yeah. I got dog for that shit. I got dragged for that. It was so funny.
Yeah, anybody, you did.
Shout out to all my friends who dragged the shit out of me.
That was bold. I mean, I remember
they dragged the fuck out of me, and I enjoyed all of it.
Did you guys see Reggie's ring last night?
Yeah, the lion ring?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that and I was like, that's braver than Derek doing poetry and putting it on the internet. That fucking ring, like Dante Nero Jr.
That shit
just
so
walking
funny.
Around with like his one ring, and I was like, your finger looks insecure. I was like, your finger doesn't believe in itself.
We talked about this last week on an episode.
Oh, shit.
No one replied to our question either, man. Rosebud, we got to throw this to you.
Okay.
Right? Guys with like all the jewelry on, like $500,000 worth of jewels. Jesus.
Straight to the point.
Hit
domestic
women.
Violence. Might as well be a wife beater.
So they can apologize later. They're like, here, have a necklace.
Oh, no. The chains of troubleshooters. Here, I fucked up.
Yep.
That's about 5,000 right there.
Do girls actually fuck those guys? Like, and would you
willingly
make a guy take the jewelry off? Like, could you
willingly
fuck a guy?
Sensually.
Yeah. Could you fuck a guy with $500,000 worth of jewelry just...
On his chest.
On his neck. Yeah.
Doesn't take it off.
Yeah, he does not. He's just butt naked, laying there with all the chains on, and you just have to get on top of the sky.
And you just hear... You just hear that all over.
You feel like you're fucking an ice maker.
It's all over the deck.
Well, when you present it that way, there's no way she can say yes to that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's so bad. You know, it's like, I don't think so, but I don't think it's because of the necklaces. I think it's because of watching him take them all off. That would be, like, it's like, if the process of him taking them all off and then the process of, like, him leaving it on, it's a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't do this. There's two, like, it's going to be 45 minutes of you doing this, taking the necklaces off. And then, you know those guys don't wear a condom, so that's, you don't need to worry about that.
Well, the condom budget is spent.
I know. And it's like, that's the worst part. It's like always, those guys are not paying child support. So you look at them and you're like, you're spending how much money on your fucking neck?
Yeah, because you can't garnish chains.
And your kid.
Hey, just pay me in diamonds.
Yeah. Just give me one of those.
Because they're going to take money out of that check.
Yeah, so I don't think
That's
I mean if you're
silly.
Fucking those guys, you don't have the life skills to. I think you have to fuck one of them to realize, oh, those guys are unfuckable. Mm. You know, you're get if you're fucking them, you're getting fucked multiple ways.
That's
like
so
you
funny.
Are getting fucked. It's gonna you are gonna be getting fucked for years to come.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, Kevin Federline status.
I wish I could hear something more positive, like some girls being trapped, and she's like, how'd you get away? This nigga took forever taking his chains off. And I just I snuck out the back.
It is my favorite, but I'm glad those guys exist because they're so fun to make fun of. Like, I mean, when Matt Richards showed up with his fucking grill, and I got to tell him that I liked his braces. Yeah. That was the greatest day of my life.
Yo, when Matt came on this show, and I didn't even recognize. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga?
Matt is a whole. That's a trill
Matt,
dude now.
Matt
my
came
nigga
in
Matt, different.
With
that
a do-rag.
Boy.
I'm like, how is this different from transitioning? How is this different?
This nigga is a trans trapper. He's a trans rapper.
Yeah.
Oh God.
How is this any different?
Yeah, that is funny.
That's very funny.
Well, it's like when Pokemon just kind of reaches the next stage.
Yeah. He was at level 3. And that was on phase 3.
It's so strange to me that you can look that homophobic and gay at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of jewelry is really gay. Like a lot of
jewelry.
A lot of necklaces. Because
Liberace used to wear a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
And Liberace was, you know.
Yeah.
Liberace was cruise ship gay, nigga.
He was cape gay.
That motherfucker was a superhero.
Yeah.
Hold on. Cape gay is like beyond gay, though, right? Because once you're doing a cape, you're not having sex.
I think you are.
Really?
Yeah. I think
with the cape on.
Once you're doing a cape, you're having sex, but the people are much, much, much younger than you.
Yeah, you're a vampire.
Yeah, you are. Yes, exactly.
I've
people
been
are
here
fucking
for
you,
years.
But it's because they think you're a king and they can't say no.
Oh no!
That's why you got to start a cult, man. If I have the ability to start a cult. I don't think I have the heart to do it.
Okay.
But I do have the ability, man. You know what I mean?
You got all the recipes. You got all the steps.
Well,
I think I know what to do.
Anybody who thinks that they have the ability to start a cult does. Because that's really what it takes is like you got to have like a delusional amount of confidence.
Yeah. It already started.
Yeah.
It's already started.
Yeah.
If we want to be real, nigga, hold on. This shit. You can control it. Yeah, Somebody made this for us.
That is
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's falling. Okay. But it is like, I noticed that like cults, I was trying for a while to work on a bit about this, like how white women, we're snitches. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're the only ones that ever join a cult.
Go ahead, keep talking.
That shit is amazing.
Somebody made this for us. This is great.
That is great.
It's stuck on the thing.
Yeah.
I wish to God that...
Now, what do you know about Black Air Force One energy? Have you heard... What do you know about Black Air Force Ones, the shoes?
I just know that Black Air Force Ones are for trash people. And that's just the assumption. It's not a personal opinion. Yeah.
Oh,
trash people.
No.
We've been working hard to change the narrative.
We just
thought it was weird because we found the people that they were labeling trash, we found they are redeemable.
Everyone's redeemable.
Everybody's redeemable.
Yeah, but we find that the people with Black Air Force was because they were so trashy when they were young. They actually.
I said everyone's redeemable. I don't believe that in my heart. I said it and I felt like a liar. You know what I mean?
Wait, why are people redeemable?
Not everyone's redeemable. Not everyone is. Not everybody is. Listen, because people who want to redeem themselves, I think can.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that don't want any part of redeeming themselves.
Okay.
And those people are not redeemable because they don't want it, you know?
So I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a time you should have apologized and you didn't?
Yeah. I thought there was no need.
No, we're not telling you to apologize.
We just like fuck
to
that.
Share
that's over.
We call Black Air Force One.
That
story.
Ship has sailed.
Okay.
Matter of fact, could we get a little? Oh shit! There's no way you're gonna be able to pull up the Black Air Force.
We got 4 minutes.
Right. Here's this. Well, this is longer than a 4 minute story, I think, because you guys are gonna have a lot to say about it. But
okay,
my sister's baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
is trash.
Okay,
Black okay, Air Force One. He is a Black Air Force One.
Okay, gotcha.
He is, he lives in Boston.
Uh-huh.
He's never had a job. Well, that's not true. He's had jobs, but he's always working at like a dispensary or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's always working part-time, and then he'll like get on disability because he's got a fake back problem. And he's like, he's just fucking trash.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so he gets my sister pregnant. My sister is like 21 weeks pregnant, right? Mm. And I take her out on this trip with my other sister. And this motherfucker hasn't told anybody that she's pregnant, but she's fully showing. And I'm like, so I posted a picture of her because I'm excited about my niece or nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a text. I'm going to read you guys the fucking text.
Okay. This is hilarious.
This piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He's in my phone.
He texted you.
Yeah.
Okay. I like how even though you hate him, you're on phone number basis. It'd be like,
he's in my phone as dumb dick. dumb dick fuck face. That's his name in my phone. So he writes to me, I fucking hate this motherfucker. My heart rate starts to climb.
Yeah, you're really getting upset. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Like when he can't, like he won't, he can't drive because uh-huh. of his back. He can't, keep a job because of his back. And then when they got all this like shit from my parents to move into their apartment or their house that my sister bought, that he moved into, Andy had to help them move because he can't lift anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time he's throwing a fucking fit about how he doesn't need Andy there. And Andy's like, yeah, you do, mother. You can't lift an ottoman. You know what I mean?
He must be slinging killer dick.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But then I realized like they don't fuck that much.
Dun-dun-dun.
So I was like, what is wrong with this motherfucker? I was like, is he like abusive or like what? Anyway. So he wrote, why did you have to post about our child? First of all, why are you talking like someone in Game of Thrones? Our seed.
Don't post of the seed.
Yeah, on social media when we politely asked you not to. Nobody asked me not to. I was told I could post a picture as long as I didn't say she was pregnant. And I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Okay, okay.
So he goes, I went to tell my friend and he already knew because his wife follows you for some reason.
Dad.
I'm going to go out there and say, probably my comedy.
Yeah, I'm on TV, stupid.
I'm on TV,
and then he goes,
dummy.
Thanks a lot. I hope you got some attention out of it. You suck. So I wrote, I've been holding my tongue on this motherfucker for 11 years. Mm.
Okay,
right?
Let's go.
At this point, I'm not getting enough credit for what I haven't said.
Yeah.
So I wrote, are you fucking 4 years old, you dumb fuck? I wrote, your wife is 20 weeks pregnant. Your fucking mailman knows. And then he goes, you could have told people word of mouth. We asked you not to post on social. What's up with that? Simple request. And I just wrote back, I knew you wouldn't pick up, you fucking coward. Because I called him. I was like, let's fucking talk.
Let's go.
Let's argue.
Rosebud.
Yeah. So he goes, my buddy's in California, so he wouldn't have known. That's not true. And I go, look, he goes, I'm starting to call people now, but they already know because you couldn't keep your dumb mouth shut, you dumb fuck.
Dang.
I wrote, good, I'm glad you're finally telling people. And then he writes back, fuck you, cunt. And I just wrote back, ha, this is great. This is amazing.
Wow.
All right?
This is such a trailer trash conversation.
Yeah, I was like, this is amazing.
I knew the C word was coming. I knew, I'm like, oh, he says the C word.
He goes, put this convo in your act, you stupid bitch. And I wrote, I would, but how would you tell your friends about it if I talked about it on stage? He writes, cunt, which he's takes the power out of that because he's already used it. And I just wrote back, sperm donor.
Rosebud, wait, I just got to need to paint an air. What are you doing while you're engaged in this text battle?
I was laughing hysterically.
Not like, are you home watching TV? Or you
I was actually like... taking a shit.
That's good. Well
to
done.
To be honest.
Well done.
Yeah.
This is well done.
Yeah. I go, I can't wait for my sister to take away your entire money supply, you what? Fucking leech. And then he writes back, My account was at 400K in February. Market's taking a hit, but I'll be back.
Wait, so if you talk about the money, it ain't funny.
So now he's bragging about money he used to have.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So now I know he's desperate, and I just wrote back a recording of me laughing. I just wrote back. And then, so the next day, I called my sister, and I apologized to her because I felt bad that I made her life harder. You know, like, she's pregnant, and now I'm just baiting her stupid fuck of a husband who I hope gets an opioid addiction at some point.
Jack.
And I'm just like, I'm really sorry, you know, I didn't mean to make your life harder. But then I was like, I know she's going to pass this on to him like it's for him. And so I wrote to him, just a reminder, I'm not sorry to you. Have a shitty day, fuckface. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
And that has been our broadcast day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say thank you for coming to the No Need for Apologies experience.
Rosebud Baker, one more time. Tell the people where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
You can find me at Rosebud Baker on Instagram and Twitter. And my podcast, Find Your Beach Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
No damn doubt. Straight. Thanks for coming through. Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Lady guys, y'all know where to find me, at Dylan J. Negri.
All right, Derek.
Hey, you know what it is. THEGREATBOY, the great boy. Derek Gaines.
And I'm Dave Temple. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.